This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550. Gonna be
that in and out. Here's how it works. I promise to keep this pretty short. Tuesdays. Whenever it is, my thoughts turn to the afternoon, which is not right away.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are up at 6, on the buses by 7. I go back to bed usually for another hour or so. It's not right away that I'll think about putting things together, putting things down.
Sure.
Whenever it is, whatever time it is, it's pretty early. Whatever time it is, I think about the fact that it's Tuesday and we have reverse AFC power rankings. Like, my day is set. Everything else is just going to fall together. Right. It's like the whole thing is done.
Right.
The whole thing is done.
I know what you mean. I do feel like this is more true, I think, when, well, for me, when you're not here. I don't know if it's true for you when I'm not here, but like this segment is the whole thing.
Is the hardest. It's the whole thing.
It's the whole thing. Just get out of the gate, get something that's engaging,
right,
and just woof. Yeah, and next thing you know, sales on, and then it's 6 over. O'clock or 6, like, all right, we made it.
Exactly.
We did a show.
Totally the same for me.
Right. Just want to, what do I have at 3? Do I have something good at 3?
There was a game Monday night. I spent all day yesterday thinking we would do power rankings.
I came in and ruined everything.
No, it was fine because I never felt any stress. You know, I just knew the rest of the day we would talk about the game. I made a bunch of notes, and that was the plan. So then you're like, huh, I wasn't expecting to do power rankings. You get rolling on the game. I go with you. And we don't do power rankings. We push them to Wednesday. Not until an hour ago today did I ever think about power rankings. I didn't remember that because it wasn't Tuesday anymore.
Yep.
So I never remembered that we had postponed them. And a few different times today, I'm like, I better sit down. Then I had to take my daughter to a dentist appointment.
3 o'clock's coming.
Then I had to do Matthew Collar for an hour. You know, you got to eat everything. And it was like a little bit sweaty. Like, oh, boy, I heard the morning show today. They had a good idea. I wouldn't usually prefer to lead with one of their ideas, but I do want to mention it. So then it was 2 or 2:15 or somebody tweeted it. Somebody tweeted our tweet from yesterday. Like, we're doing it on Wednesday. Like, that's right. So yesterday morning was a breeze, but it didn't end up manifesting. This morning was a little bit more, okay, you know, sit down, get your head together, figure out a plan, and then turns out I didn't need to worry about it. I do have something fun for you at 5, though.
Oh, I look forward to that.
The idea that I did come up with, we will save.
In lieu of reverse AFC power rankings, which, of course, it's time for.
Which we will do right now. Reverse AFC power rankings, everybody. Brought to you, powered even by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. What I'm not, though, I guess, is really sort of locked in on this. Because, again, kind of was thinking we weren't doing them.
I see.
Now I will lock in.
This is where I whisper that I didn't think about the reverse AFC power ranks until I saw you get up and get the sheet off the wall.
Okay, well.
I also was not thinking about
on a whim then.
This today.
Just going to have to wing it.
It's okay. It's not. I don't think it's hard.
This exercise?
No. I mean, it's just some teams. We've watched them play, most of them anyway, some, if not all.
Yes, yes.
Of their games. I think Jacksonville has to be 16. I think they're circling the drain. They are. Nobody got fired yesterday, right? I think we'd know that by now if someone was getting fired. Although, yeah, I suppose it was a late night Monday. They traveled. Maybe yesterday was a low-key day for them. But I don't know, man. I just think that is off the rails. The quarterback looks broken. The relationship between the coach and the quarterback might be broken. And they might have to just start over.
I'll say Raiders still. There's something very Raiders about a big, shocking road win and then getting destroyed by the Panthers the next week. Like that, isn't that the game where you sort of affirmation, like you know you're actually not a joke, and then Andy Dalton walks in and just takes you apart?
Torches you. Yeah.
So I think
You make a good point.
I think Jacksonville has a chance. I did kind of think it would start Monday, and it didn't at all. I think Jacksonville has a chance to get right, not be great, but be okay. And I don't really see that as a possibility for the Raiders. I think they're just sort of wasting this year.
I think the Raiders are wasting this year. It is objectively funny that Andy Dalton goes in and Carolina all of a sudden magically is not bad, looked pretty good. He was the first quarterback of the year to throw for 300 yards and three touchdowns. Jacksonville, though, like, there is a special place in hell for those who ruin prestigious quarterbacks coming out of college like Lawrence. It was not a mirage. He was that good in college. And I think Doug Peterson mentioned, too, like, in the postgame, like, he not outright thinking about benching him, but they're not that confident on it. Like, the Raiders at least can, like, have some hope in, like, well, our rookie quarterback's not here. We don't have a young guy. We're rolling out Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. Jacksonville's going, we're in year four of Trevor Lawrence, and I've got Matt Miller tweeting about, well, if they get the number one pick, they might want to take a tackle out of Texas. That's, you're in bad at that point.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you've been outvoted here.
That's fine.
Yeah.
15.
The Raiders.
I'll go with Raiders there.
14.
You could have, like, I would not have pushed back if Zach had said Raiders for 16 either, really, because it would have been
over.
Yeah, right. You make a good point about them, just the air coming out so quickly for them after the big win in Baltimore the week before. All right.
The process can always be different, and I'm probably guilty of changing mine like every week or two, but end of the season, Jacksonville's in a way better position than the Raiders, I think.
They'll at least have that quarterback. I mean, it we're not – until they change the coach and that doesn't work, because I think that almost – if they don't – if this season ends up being unrecoverable for them – they will have to change the coach. The quarterback is not going anywhere. The commitment there is so massive, and it just started. So, right, like this year isn't even the first year of that new deal, is it? Like, I think that's the way that works. Like, so, see if that can salvage him, and therefore you'll be kind of okay then.
I don't think he's that bad, but it was a bad night.
Yeah, I just think the signs are, like, I think his mechanics look like they're all over the place. He just looks like he needs... He needs an offseason with a team of people working on him, is what he looks like.
They should be able to afford that.
Yeah.
14.
New England. Week one was fun, but they're still not, they're not very talented.
Okay. 13.
Tennessee.
At Miami. Monday night. Know the line?
I do not.
Guess.
Tennessee at my... Well, this is a hard one.
This the bad teams are the harder ones.
You're right. I'm going to say Miami minus 2?
1. Very good. Very good. 12. Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
The odds makers have spoken that they and the Titans are considered very evenly
right.
matched.
That's right. Thank you. That was a very good lead-in.
11. Denver.
Denver?
No. Cleveland?
I was thinking about Cleveland. Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about Cleveland.
They're going to make a switch soon, right? Like, I mean, they have to. I like Cleveland here.
Okay.
But you got it. That roster is talented. But now, I mean, Garrett's got three injuries, which right. That feels unrealistic.
I think the clock is ticking on him just shutting down.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know, maybe they'll try to stave that off by making the change that needs to happen at quarterback, try to keep him sort of engaged.
Winston feels like the perfect guy. He may say some wacky stuff in a pregame huddle, but, like, if anything, at least teammates will be talking about it.
This is fairly somewhat obvious, but I like the point Pat Daugherty made at RotoWorld. He said, the thing about the Browns and this dilemma they might think they have with Watson is they have been to the other side. He got hurt last year, and they threw in Joe Flacco and won games and threw for yards and scored points and went to the playoffs.
Right.
Like, they know that it doesn't take that much necessarily to get good, and they've also just seen the Panthers do something
maybe similar. Right, they just watched Andy Dalton do it, right.
So it's really a question of whether they want to suck up the money and sort of the disgrace
right,
of the whole thing.
I got to think, if he's as healthy as he can be right now, Watson, and it's going like it's going, once you pull the pin on that grenade, I don't think you're putting it back in.
I think Bryce Young can go back in.
Yeah.
I don't know about Watson.
That's what I'm saying.
He can't throw.
Right. And so if you, again, with him assumed healthy, or as healthy as you're going to get him anyway, in other words, like sitting out for 6 weeks isn't going to improve his health, then once you pull him, you're saying, okay, we're going to have to throw ourselves on this dead money eventually, and we're done. It's over. And I could understand them wanting to, like, wait as long as humanly possible on that, because it's ridiculous the amount of money that's sitting out there.
10. Colts?
Yes. You read my mind.
9. I think it's got to be L.A. I'm the Pittsburgh guy here. I'm the captain of the Pittsburgh Stinks.
Hold on.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Did we put Cleveland instead of Denver?
Oh, we haven't. You're right.
Denver's still on the board.
We got to circle back to Denver here.
Okay. I'm glad you remembered. Good. All right. So Denver?
Yeah.
9? It's still really good for Denver.
Yeah, it is.
8, then, I would say, has to be L.A. Because as the captain of the, what was I saying? The captain of the Pittsburgh Stinks League, they did beat the Chargers. And I know the Chargers have Justin Herbert. But still,
both their tackles are hurt too. I mean,
and he's hurt.
He can't.
He had to leave that game. I mean, that could be a thing. If they try to keep trotting him out there, he might be leaving games and potentially even hurt it to the point where he can't go. If he's not there already, even. So, I mean, that's a big blow. So fine, Chargers. Yep.
7. We're into the playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati. I love Burrow. I love Chase. That defense is offensive. They were nearly perfect on offense.
It is almost
Washington.
A little stunning that they're 7th. We haven't gotten to them already, but
I think that is the power, though, of Burrow and Chase. Like, know they have the talent. They're just not winning games. And at some point, it is kind of like, all right, I mean, you are what you are. You probably at this point are looking at not making the playoffs.
I think it's right. Man. 6. Steelers.
Pittsburgh. I love them so much.
Do you not kind of want them to keep winning because it's funny?
Yes. Yes.
100%.
Like, we're the Bills, the one seed, the playoffs, we're on our way here. And what if the Steelers, like, it's a 5X version of that Titans team that won the one seed.
Right.
The 13 seconds.
If they
year.
Somehow go 14-3, it will be one of the most hilarious things that's ever happened. And they will lose in the divisional round to whoever
by
goes 30. In there to play them.
Right.
I need that to happen. I need that to happen. Like, Mike, you brought up, like, it was a joke, but unironically, I really love the idea of both the Bills and the Steelers going
17-0.
That is poetic. I love that.
Dunno. I wonder what it would mean to the rest of the conference. Like, would the third place team have 10 wins? You know how, like, the AL Central, I looked 2 days ago, every team has a winning record except one, and that team is 37-120. So, that's, you know, like, 17-0, 17-0, 9-8, 9-8, 9-8, 9-8, 8-9, 8-9, 8-9, 5-12, 4-3. That would be the conference.
Yeah, those losses have to go somewhere.
Right?
If you get two teams that are 34-0, you're gonna need some other teams are gonna incur some losses. That's right.
Five. Houston.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Four.
I feel gross here, but the Jets. They don't do much on offense. I think bad coaching is going to get them got pretty soon.
Yeah,
here.
I think I want to get to the Jets before the other three teams that are left here.
No argument. Three,
Baltimore
has to be.
I think so.
They're getting nothing out of their tight ends. Andrews is like the known commodity. Likely has a great game against Kansas City. He's had three catches for 30 yards the next 2 weeks.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about this week. Like the middle of the field, it is still an area of concern. I think for the Bills, as great as it's gone here, and Baltimore, I would think would be nuts not to be getting ready to go to work there. So we'll see about Andrews. Maybe this is a week Sunday Night Football where we get Collinsworth talking about. See, he's fine all along. I don't know. We'll see, but
he is one of the most interesting players in the league right now. Like Kelce, tight end. This is how I spend my free time. Tight end in fantasy football, nobody's good. Who's good? Dallas Goedert had a big game. Hurt, by the way, today. It's so cruel. So he had a bit, likely in week one. McBride, okay. Hurt. Laporta, hurt. Kelce, old? Like, that wouldn't be weird if he just didn't have it anymore.
Especially on the heels of the way last season kind of went. I mean, he turned it on in the playoffs, but Kelce did not have a really great season last year.
No, but this is really slow of a start. Pitts doesn't really do anything. Engram hurt. Kittle hurt. Njoku hurt. Kincaid doesn't kind of really do much. Like, it's there, but he splits time. And, like, I was saying to my friends in fantasy this morning, like, I'm looking through, just taking stock of my best ball stuff. Like, how am I doing? What's my advance rate? Stuff I just want to see. Because it's so many teams that I'm not keeping track of all of them. Sorry to disappoint you. But, I just, this morning I had a little time to go look and see how it's going.
I saw you tweet about this, right? Like, no,
nobody's beating anything. You.
You're right. That's right.
My highest scoring, one of my highest scoring teams, it's best ball, so you can't make any changes. The tight end room is Kelce and Njoku. So what is that, like 2 points a week? And I'm in first. Because nobody else is doing anything either. So it's different from running back where you pick McCaffrey and somebody, next guy's got Barkley, next guy's got Kamara.
Yeah, it's not like anybody's filling the void at tight end. It's not like there's a guy on some team that you're like, oh, I never saw that guy coming. But even that's not happening.
Hunter Henry had a big week two, nothing in week three. Tyler Conklin had a big week three, nothing in weeks one and two. Zach mentioned likely. That's the whole thing. So Andrews, though, he barely was on the field against Dallas. He's 29. Is he shot? He had, what do they call it, tightrope surgery? Last offseason, he was in a car accident during the summer. Maybe he's not there physically. He's not listed as injured, but maybe he's just like not all the way back. Maybe he's shot. Maybe it's a matchups thing. They blow out Dallas, so they don't need him. I feel like that could go any direction. Yeah. I looked up his games against the Bills today because, like, all right, so what has he done against the Bills? Four games, including playoffs. I think it was 10-for-88-0, including the playoff game.
In four games
in his career against the Bills. He's caught 10 passes. 6 for 60 in the regular season, I know, in three games. One might have been his first game in the league, that blowout. Still, it's not like he's had...
Right.
You look at his games against Indianapolis, they don't play them every year either, and he's just like, oh, 20 catches, 7 touchdowns.
Right.
You know, he can do... I don't know what to expect. I think the matchup, like you said, might not be terrible.
Right.
It's a big relief for the Bills if Kelsey is not, or I'm sorry, Andrews is not Andrews anymore.
Right. I'll be more, honestly, going into the game because of how it's gone so far, I'll be more worried about Likely than I am Andrews. And, you know, maybe I'll regret that because Andrews has certainly been capable against other teams and certainly in other seasons. But Likely feels like the scarier player to me right now.
I think Likely is only good if there is an Andrews. That, like, what happened in the Chief game, the Chiefs didn't know whether he was shot or anything, and they just completely took him out of the game.
Right.
So that opened Likely up. I don't think, like, if that's the Bills' approach to this game defensively, it wouldn't be, because I think Andrews has done so little that they wouldn't. Do you like how much I'm pushing off the drama here for the rest of the list with my Andrews takes? Two.
Kansas City.
You both said it?
It's two this week, yeah.
I decided to wait to see if I could break a tie. I think I would have put the Bills here.
At one, you mean?
At two.
Oh. Why?
Because they're the champs and they're undefeated.
Yeah.
That's why. I think I would have done that. I wasn't sure, though. I wanted to wait for the
like that
the room to speak.
I respect that they're undefeated and that they're the champs. They have not looked as good as the Bills. And, you know, I know that's it's opponent, you know, what, you know, how good is a win over Jacksonville, however crooked the score is, with the condition they're in. They're last, or excuse me, first
right.
in this thing today. So, you know, fly your flag. The Miami win, Miami is probably going to have a very rough season and, you know, maybe win 6 or 7 games or something, depending on how long Tua is out for. He was there for most of that game. Like, the Bills owned him and that game. His ineptitude is a part of the reason the Bills built the lead they did in the first place. All I'm doing is I'm going a long way to say, like, I don't want to discredit the Miami win because Miami is going to end up with a terrible record.
That's fair. They were favored
for
that game, the Dolphins.
I said it yesterday, and I stand, in, you know, until further notice, and I know that further notice could come as soon as Sunday. The Bills look like the best team in the league right now to me. So, to me, they belong in the first spot.
If Kansas City looks the same and Baltimore wins, are they one? They were 0-2. It changes so much. It changes so much.
Depends on what the Chiefs... If the Chiefs win again and the undefeated teams are the Chiefs and, say, the Steelers, I think the Chiefs will probably be back at one myself. But, yeah, we got to see how it all looks.
Right. Reverse power rankings, reverse AFC power rankings, I might say, on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Bills versus Chiefs is a fun comparison right now, as usual. Matt Collar and I talked this morning. I was on his Purple Insider podcast, and we did a couple rounds on Mahomes and Allen. And he's like, I'm in there as a fantasy analyst, and he said, you watch Josh Allen play a game like that, and you just can't not think he's the best. Like, Mahomes just, for everything that he is and has done, where is that game lately, in the last year,
right?
At least for Mahomes, where it's just like, yeah, you're going to lose because I'm here. And the Bills game was, you're going to lose because I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, Allen's gift is being able to just completely wreck a game. And, you know, Mahomes is different, right? I mean, he wins all the time.
It's different. It's especially lately different. He's not had those games, but they keep winning. So, you know, it's hard. I certainly don't want to discredit them any more than we are by knocking them out of the top spot in the reverse AFC power rankings. They're still excellent. They're still a huge threat. But right now, style points, I feel like the Bills just look like the better team.
803-0550 for your calls. Bills Jaguars, Bills Ravens, Bills Chiefs. Sal Capaccio at 4, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.